हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे, जय राधा गिरिधारी राधा गिरिधारी राधे, जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा, जय बरसाना धाम बरसाना धाम बरसाना धाम, जय बरसाना धाम जय वृंदावन धाम वृंदावन धाम वृंदावन धाम, जय वृंदावन धाम, जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद, जय जय प्रभुपाद, जय जय गुरुदेव गुरुदेव गुरुदेव, जय जय गुरुदेव। श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ भगवान की जय, श्री श्री राधा गिरिधारी भगवान की जय, श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय, श्री यमुना मई की जय, श्री गोवर्धन पर्वत की जय, जय जय श्री राधे श्याम। सो वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू ऑन दिस संडे आफ्टरनून टू दिस यूनिक प्लेटफॉर्म ऑफ गैदरिंग विच वी आर नॉट यूज्ड टू, so sorry for the delay that took place because of technical insufficiencies, but that is a part of the game when we are in corona pandemic, when we are in corona pandemic we have to learn all the new platforms, how we can connect with people, communicate with people, so it took some time, so please accept our apologies for the technical deficiencies. Going straight to the subject matter, because we started at 4:30, I think we can go till 5:30 or whatever, 5:45, that's okay. And today's our topic is life of family. What is the topic? Family life in Vrindavan Dham. I'm not having the topic right now, but anyways, the essential aspect of Vrindavan life is family. We all have learnt from our spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada that essential aspect of life in Golok Vrindavan or in Bhauma Vrindavan is family and family life, because there is father, there is mother, there is brother, there is sister, there is a girlfriend, and the girlfriend has got mother, father, elder brother and sister. So everything is family, and the life in Vrindavan is basically with no irsha, that means no competitive spirit, no envy, there is no selfishness, only what is there is selfless service. And the relationship in Vrindavan is so loving that it also allows the beloved to make mistakes. It's not that the beloveds don't make mistakes, but the love is such a broad, all-encompassing concept or a feeling or relationship that even the beloved makes mistake. Like Krishna does come late to meet Radharani, or does come sometimes late to meet the cowherd boys, and they show some little bit dissatisfaction or anger, but immediately they forgive him and they get on with their wonderful games and playful pastimes. And then there is kshama, because when there is mistake, there is kshama, forgiveness. Without forgiveness, the loving relationships do not grow. Then there is tolerance. Like Krishna is very naughty, he is with Radharani, and then he suddenly steals her very fine jewel on her right side of the forehead. Suddenly he will steal her earring, and after some time of engrossment, Radharani will come to know, oh, he has stolen my earring. Oh, he'll say, oh, I'm very sorry. It's in my pocket. How it went in pocket? You stole it. So she says, no. He says, well, it happens, you know. It's such like spontaneity. I don't understand how this happened. Excuse me. So such kind of naughty nature, such kind of nature of cheating is accepted by the beloved. And there is no, in one sense, there is expectation of pleasing the beloved, but there is no expectation for the self. Like, I need to get pleased. I will explain that in further discussion. In that loving relationship, family life in Vrindavan, there is a lot of sacrifice. Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj would sacrifice everything, sacrifice their own pleasure to please Krishna. The gopis would sacrifice everything so that Radha and Krishna would meet. Gopis are eager to meet Krishna, but then today's plan by Vrinda Devi is to make Radha and Krishna meet at Gupta Kund alone with Krishna and Radha. So nobody is supposed to go there, only they will go. So they tolerate the urge to meet him and please him, but they feel that, okay, let him get pleased with Radharani. He wants to go to Vrindavan, and he goes to Vrindavan, and they can also go to Vrindavan. It's just 11 kilometers from today's calculation. It must have been similar or little more. They would go every day walking to sell their butter and curd yogurt to Mathura in the kingdom of Kamsa. But he wants to go there. He is happy there. We are happy in his happiness. And we may go to hell to please him. We will give our dust of our lotus feet to Krishna because he has headache. So we will sacrifice our life of happiness in Vrindavan and go to hell to suffer, so that he is happy. So that is satisfaction. That is tyaga, sacrifice. Then there is, in life of Vrindavan, there is gratitude. Everybody is so grateful to Krishna. Everybody is so grateful to Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda. The cowherd boys feel so grateful to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda that they let him go with him for grazing the cows. They are grateful to them. And Radharani and her parents are grateful that Yashoda has called Radharani to cook for Krishna. So they are grateful and sending Radharani. She feels grateful to go to Nandagam and cook for Krishna. And then, one of the most important thing in the family life of Vrindavan is coming together in crisis, coming together in happiness, both. Whenever there's happiness, like when Krishna was born, everyone came to celebrate the Nandotsava, the festival of Nanda Maharaj on birth of Krishna. When Radharani was born, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda and all the Brijvasis from Nandagaon, from Gokul, came to Raval and celebrated. So many occasions of togetherness. But not only coming together in happiness, but they come together in difficult conditions also. Like, they came to know this, it was birthday of Balram, and Krishna had gone alone to herd the cows, and he had gone to Kalia Ghat, and everybody came to know Krishna jumped in the water and he is underground. Maybe he is alive or dead, no one knows. The news went to Nandagaon, and then Balram, Rohini, Nanda Baba, Yashoda came running with elderly gopis. They only searched through the footprints of Krishna and cowherd boys, and they came searching the footprints, came straight to the bank of Yamuna, and all the Brajbhumi gathered over there that Krishna is underwater, and suddenly Krishna comes up and everybody wants to die, they want to jump in the waters. Then when there was rains, They celebrated Govardhan Puja and suddenly there were horrible rains. And then Krishna said, come with me. And everybody gathered and everybody went behind Krishna, keeping full faith in him. And he said, I will lift Govardhan. They did some testing with him. He passed the test and he lifted Govardhan. And everybody, the whole Braj Bhumi, the whole family of Brajvasis, they all gathered under Govardhan. That is our poster today, of our topic. So we see that 7 days, 7 nights they stayed together. They didn't know, like our lockdown situation. We don't know what is happening tomorrow. Will tomorrow rain stop? Will it stop after 5 days? Will it stop after 2.5 days? Or will it stop after 1 month? Nobody knew. But they just stayed inside there. And they just, what they did when they were under Govardhan? They just expressed the family atmosphere at their best, at its peak. The loving relationship generally would take place at one time with one rasa. That means Krishna and cowherd boys and the cows in the daytime. Or in the night time, gopis and Krishna. Or when Gopi Krishna is with gopis, Yashoda Krishna is with Yashoda. So she is singing lullaby and Nanda Maharaj is watching. And elderly gopis are watching. Krishna is going to sleep. So one time, one rasa. But under Govardhan, all rasas together. And with that extreme, wonderful interaction of each one rasa to another rasa. Cowherd boys are interacting with gopis. Gopis are interacting with mother gopis. And Yashoda interacting with Vatsalya to Krishna. Nanda Maharaj interacting with Krishna and Vatsalya. Then cowherd boys are arguing with the mother and the gopis. So many wonderful family relationships and exchanges took place under Govardhan. It's a beautiful pastime where we can see there is a crisis. There can be death. There can be like corona pandemic. There can be a mass death. There can be whole Braj Bhumi. Everybody will die. All living entities will die. That's possibility. And they are standing there with faith in Krishna. So their family life, their family life in Vrindavan is based on the center, that is Krishna, which they have accepted, the center of Krishna. Their all relationships are centered around Krishna. That is why there is no sorrow in their relationship. There is no moroseness, although there is moroseness sometimes, immediately dissolved by Krishna. Life is very dynamic in this family relationship. It is never stagnant, it's never routine, it's never boring, it's ever fresh, ever new, and every day some new things are happening. Sometimes very pleasing, sometimes very challenging, sometimes very sad, sometimes very startling and surprising and amazing, sometimes very painful. Like Agasur came, it's like everybody is running around, crying, shouting. So there's a thrill every day. But under Govardhan, there was also fear, but because they were all focused on Krishna, there was no experience of that fear. In one sense, there is no experience of pain. There is a crisis going on, but because they are fully looking at Krishna with their heart and soul, in their eyes, gazing on the beautiful form of Krishna, who is already beautiful, but now holding Govardhan and now playing flute on with right side, right hand, and everybody is just expressing their reaction to that. So one message for us is that if we have wonderful family relationship based on Krishna at the center, then although we are in corona like pandemic, we will be blissful like the Brijvasis who are under Govardhan. So this is the essence of the relationship in Vrindavan, the family life in Vrindavan. Now I will go on trying to explain to you one by one how these qualities which I explain to you in the beginning of my talk, one by one. The love between the family members. Parjanya Maharaj is the father of all the five Nandas. Parjanya Maharaj left Nandagaon because of the atrocities of Keshi. So he went to Gokul and he stayed there and he gave birth to five sons, illustrious sons. Upananda, Abhinanda, Nanda, Sunanda, or Sanandan, sometimes they call him, and last is Nandan Chacha. And one fine day he thought he is eligible to go to forest now, to retire in Vanaprastha. So he coronated Upananda very ceremoniously, very wonderfully. Everybody was so happy, and Upananda was given that crown. He wore the crown, and then amazing thing happened. Everybody was looking. He was also silent for some time, and in that silence he was gazing upon Nanda, the middle brother, the most wonderful brother, the most attractive brother because of his qualities. And he gazed at him for some time with breathtaking silence by everybody watching. And suddenly he goes up to him. Everybody is wondering what he is going to do now. What's happening? Why is he gazing at Nanda? He's become king now. And suddenly he removes his crown and puts it on Nanda. And he says, Nanda, you are most qualified. He declares to everybody in front of his father that amongst all five brothers, this brother of ours is most qualified. And I offer my crown to him and he becomes the king from today. And everybody applauds, including King Parjanya. They appreciate the loving relationship, the trust that he have on Nanda. There is no holding on to the crown. It's my crown now. Finally, it is my crown. I was waiting for it all the while. Now it is mine. Wow, wonderful. Now I can rule. No. No one does that today. Why do we need to hear this story today? Because everybody is actually grabbing others' crown and putting on their head all political, diplomatic activities to grab others' crown, others' power to oneself. And here, Upananda Baba is giving his crown to Nanda. And everybody applauds. Yes, we appreciate. And Nanda is so humble. He's not saying, wow, look at that. I never thought I would get the crown. This is a great opportunity for me. I've got the crown. No, he says, I will accept the crown only on one condition. If it pleases you, number one. And number two, only with your advice I will run the kingdom. I will not run the kingdom without your advice. And he proved that. At so many occasions in Brajlila, Upananda was the one who actually gave instruction to Nanda and immediately followed the instruction. So this one example of Nanda Maharaj giving crown to Upananda Maharaj giving crown to Nanda Maharaj. A wonderful example. We need to keep hearing this again and again. At least we don't see in the material world, but we know ideal, what is the best thing that Upananda has done and offered the crown to Nanda. Then second thing is, Nanda Maharaj did not have child for a long time, all of you know. But the family atmosphere in full Vrindavan, not only in Gokul, everywhere, was so strong. There was such a bondage. First of all, Nanda Maharaj knew each and everybody of his kingdom. Every single person who lived in his kingdom, he knew. Every single cow in his own herd and in everybody's herd, he knew. It seems to be impossible, but he knew. Each and every woman, each and every child, each peacock, each parrot, he knew. Sounds very fantastic, but it's the fact of the life of Golok Vrindavan and Bhauma Vrindavan. So, everybody, because of their love and because of Nanda Maharaj's love for everybody, everybody is sharing that sadness that Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda have no children. The same thing like in Ayodhya. Dasharatha Maharaj did not have children. An amazing thing of the life of Ayodhya also, that because the king didn't have son, progeny, Ayodhya Vasis did not celebrate any festival like Deepavali or anything. They thought they will enjoy or celebrate a festival only when the king will celebrate a festival. And they celebrated the festival of Ram Janmotsav after a long, long time. Similarly, everybody was sad in one sense, feeling bad that our king does not have a son. Then when son was born, the news, this, the way it came up, that Nanda Maharaj's sister was sleeping in one palace and she knew Yashoda is pregnant, and suddenly she got a dream that Yashoda delivered a baby boy. She suddenly woke up in the middle of the night. She came running to the palace of Yashoda Devi and said, Yashoda Devi, you've got a son. And you know, by Yoga Maya's influence, everybody was put to sleep, and even Yashoda was sleeping. She didn't know what she delivered, a baby boy or a girl or both of them. She woke them up, and Yashoda woke up and saw the baby boy next to her. And then Rohini came running, and they put the curtain, and they sent for Nanda Baba. And Nanda Baba came giving gifts to everybody on the way. Whoever came to give the news, he also gave gift to her. In fact, you know, the most wonderful nature of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj donated to that woman who came with the news. At that moment, how many number of cows were getting milked? All those cows, he announced that all those cows would be given to that lady who came with the news. And he came, and soon the news spread early morning in all over Braj, and everybody dressed up, decorated themselves with ornaments and flowers and carried gifts and so many things, and they came running. And then Shodamai said, oh, my beautiful son. She was gazing, she was stunned. And then she came to know many ladies have come. She said, no, I'm not going to show you my Lala to you. He will have bad omen by your eyesight. We hum log Hindi mein bolte na, nazar lag jayegi. Aap sabki nazar lag jayegi mein Lala ko. But Lala is very eager to show them to gopis. So he took out his legs from his cover of the veil that she was covering. And they immediately touched his feet. And by the time they were touching his feet, Yashoda's attention was not there. He took out his head from one side and showed his lotus face to all the gopis. And what was Yashoda's argument? Nazar lag jayegi aap sabki. To wo gopiyan kehti hain, देखो देखो पहले हमने लाया क्या है, हमारे सुपड़े में क्या लाया है, हमने तो नजर उतारने का सामान लाया है. वी हैव ब्रॉट ऑल दोज इंग्रेडिएंट्स नजर उतारने के लिए. फिर क्या देखा, राई, नॉन, हाँ, मिर्च और क्या क्या होता है, वो सब कुछ चीजें उसमें थी. और गिफ्ट्स भी सब थे उसके अंदर, उपहार भी लेके आए थे. एंड दैट्स हाउ दे एक्सप्रेस देयर लव. द रिलेशनशिप वर सो डीप दैट दे एक्सप्रेस देयर लव विदाउट एनी एक्सपेक्टेशन. They were not expecting that, oh, the boy should take responsibility of their protection. No, they were saying, long, long live Yashoda's son. Oh, Yashoda, you are so fortunate to have such a beautiful son. We are also fortunate to have such a beautiful son for you in whole of Vrindavan Dham. So, selflessness, there is no expectation. Today also, if you go to Vrindavan, and this is the original mood in Vrindavan, that no one asks anything from Krishna. Everyone gives something to Krishna. So there are some temples in Vrindavan, in remote areas, in Vrindavan also. The pujari is sitting outside at the door and he will say, Dekho, andar jana hai na, to Lala se kuch mangna nahi. Beti ki shadi ho jaye, ye ho jaye, wo ho jaye. Lala se kuch mangna nahi. Hamara Lala bahut chota sa hai. Keval aashirwad dena usko. So people are let inside with orientation. That only go and bless our child, our Lala. So same way in Vrindavan Dham, no gopi, no gopa, no cows. They don't expect anything. They just want to give service and pleasure to Krishna. Then you see about Rohini. The relationship is so wonderful. Just imagine there's an atrocity of Kamsa in Mathura. And Rohini is pregnant. And Vasudeva had such relationship with his friend Nanda. Of course, he was also his brother, distant cousin brother. There are two dynasties which were linked by Deva Medha, and the two brothers, Parjanya and Shurasena, by two different wives. So they are actually brothers in same dynasty, but also great friends and great relatives of love. So with so much faith, Vasudeva is sending Rohini under the care of Nanda Maharaj in Gokul. And it is said the day Purnamasi came, that is the same day Rohini came to Nandagaon. The day Nandagaon received Rohini, pregnant Rohini, that same day Purnamasi came with Madhu Mangal. And so looking at her, Nanda Maharaj gave a very beautiful house called Purnamasi Purohitani Ashram. So the point I am trying to make is, Vasudeva had so much trust that he sent his pregnant wife under the care of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj felt very fortunate, and just see that when Krishna was born, when she delivered baby Balramji, he celebrated it equally. And Balram was born first, equal celebration was there. Krishna was born, equal celebration was there. And it is explained in Gopal Champu that Nanda Maharaj, when Krishna was born, he never made her feel that her husband is not there. He made her feel so comfortable, gave her all the facilities, all the rights to take decisions and do the needful. Gave her equal number of ornaments as he gave to Yashoda, clothes and so many things, and freedom to do charity on the birth of Krishna. Not that, oh, Yashoda is the queen and she has all the authority of charity. I am just, ashrit over here. She was also distributing charity to brahmanas and everybody in happiness. There was no bar for her. That is a relationship. That is a kind of sensitivity and empathy Nanda Maharaj had for Rohini. He made her feel at home. What was the purpose with which Vasudev sent her to Gokul and then Nandagaon? Nanda Maharaj stood up to that expectation and the feeling of trust. He made her feel at home by all means, not physically, emotionally, intellectually, spiritually, in all means he made her feel at home. Then Vasudev, so much concern and love, he sent Gargamuni to Vrindavan for giving name to Krishna and Balram. And Gargamuni had such relationship, he took opportunity from there to go to Vrishabhanu Maharaj in Raval to tell him that the girl that is born in your house is actually the would-be wife of the son of Nanda. So you need to get her married with Krishna only. So these are all wonderful connections in the freedom. It is not that my master, my Yajman, Vasudev has sent me for the mission of giving name to Krishna Balram and I should come back after doing that. No, there was so much freedom of relationship that he took liberty from there after the ceremony, which was confidential, went confidentially to Vrishabhanu Maharaj and explained to Vrishabhanu Maharaj everything about Radharani, Radharani was obtained by Vrishabhanu Maharaj. So he told all the secret. Then the way sadhu is blessed, I am going little not chronologically, the way it came to my mind I wrote down. When they had no children, Nanda Maharaj was going to take bath one day in his own sarovara. He had many ponds, of course. He had Nanda Sarovara, Krishna Kunda, many 56 water reservoirs are there in Nandagaon today also. In Gokul also there are many ponds Nanda Maharaj owned. And while he was going that day, little late than other days, all the Brahminical priestly people were doing their morning vidhis, Pratar Vidhi. And all of a sudden, they uttered a benediction. Putravan Bhava. Putravan Bhava. So Nanda Maharaj laughed. He said, what is the question of having a child at 85? I have already crossed the age of having a child. He laughed. And they also saw that he laughed. And they also understood why he laughed. So he went to take bath ahead. And they all went running to Shandilya Muni. And Shandilya Muni, their guru, they said, see, we uttered this particular benediction. And that too, all of us together, never we had planned. It all came out of the heart. It has to be divine. But now if it doesn't become true, the faith in the Brahminical culture and the Brahminical class will be lost by the Brijvasis. Shandilya Muni said, no, we want to do something for Nanda Maharaj. We will do Gopal Sahasra, Gopal Yajna. 18 crores of name, Gopal Mantra, we will chant and offer Ahuti in the fire sacrifice. And they did that out of love for Nanda Maharaj. And when they offered the last Ahuti in the 18 crore Gopal Mantra, the blue effulgence came out of the fire, went in the sky, formed into form of Krishna, entered the heart of Nanda, then entered the heart of Yashoda, then entered in the womb of Yashoda. And that's how Yashoda Devi became pregnant on the Kartik Purnima day. As per one scripture, as per another scripture on Margashirsha, first day of Margashirsha, Kartik Purnima, and Margashirsha first day is 15 days apart. Because then Kartik Purnima, then Kartik Amavasya, and then Margashirsha Prathama Pratipada comes. Anyways, So on this auspicious day, she became pregnant. Why? Because of the loving sentiment that all the Brahmanas had in Braj Bhumi for the family of Nanda and Yashoda. Then there's one story I am tempted to tell you. Before that, I'll tell you how they celebrated the birth of Krishna in Gokul. You know, in the one scripture it is mentioned that 6 months they celebrated. Huh? If somebody's celebration goes for, suppose, 2 days very opulently, everybody feels envious. Oh, so much money. Look at the opulence. Look at the money. How much he must have spent. I don't know from where the money comes. So much opulence is there. So much burning in the heart because of opulence. And in Krishna's birth time, 6 months they are enjoying. They don't know when the night came, when the day came, when the middle afternoon came, when the evening came. They never realized light and darkness also. They just were immersed in happiness. And what was the happiness? That Yashoda has become mother. Nanda Maharaj has become father. Krishna is born. Balram has got a brother. That is the happiness. And then after 6 months, they came to their senses. That means from the transcendental level, they came down on earth. Jameen pe paon lag gaye unke. And they saw sun setting. And what they are doing? They are giving bad words to Brahma. This Brahma, wo to Brahma sathiya gaya hai. That means, you know, when we become 60 year old, we say that, arre wo to sathiya gaya hai. Sathiya means 60 saal ka ho gaya. Senile ho gaya wo. Dekho, itni akal bhi nahi usko. अरे कम से कम आज का दिन कृष्ण का जन्म हुआ था तो कम से कम आज के दिन तो उसको इतना जल्दी तो अस्त नहीं होना था. सूर्य को अस्त नहीं होना देने का था. इतना तो समझता नहीं ब्रह्मा को. अकल कहाँ गई उसकी. मोटी अकल बुढ़ी अकल हो गई उसकी. एंड दैट्स हाउ द सन गॉट सेट. यू नो दिस इज द लाइफ. फैमिली लाइफ ऑफ वृंदावन मीन्स वॉट. हैप्पीनेस ऑफ अदर्स इज फॉर हैप्पीनेस फॉर यू. पर सुख सुखी एंड पर दुख दुखी. It is not that I am unhappy, so everybody has to be unhappy and share my unhappiness. No. I share your unhappiness. And when you are happy, I am happy. Look at you happy. Then there is one lady. As I told you how Nanda Maharaj followed his words that I will only accept the crown if you, Upananda, will give me advice. So Upananda gave advice. Now it is not safe to stay in Gokul. Day to day there are demons coming and danger to life of Krishna Balaram. We should move from here. So as soon as Upananda Baba said, they moved. And they, there's a long description in Gopal Champu. We'll not go in that. But they came to Chatikra. And at Chatikra, there's a 105 old, I will cut the story short, 105 years old Gopi. And she's seeing that, oh, how wonderful. Krishna is in the life of Yashoda. Such beautiful. He's so happy. She is so happy, Yashoda is so happy, Balaram is in the lap of Drohini. She just wished that, I wish Krishna was in my lap. In that wish, she was not envious of Yashoda that she is his mother. She just wished in a very simplistic manner that, I wish. And in one long but beautiful sweet pastime, Krishna asked his mother, what is this? She said, this is Tota Beta. Who is next to her? Maina Beta. Who is Maina to Tota? Maina is Tota's wife. Then who is this? This is Peacock. Who is next to her? Next to him is Peahen. What is Peahen to Peacock? Oh, Peahen is Peacock's wife. Like that, I am not going to go in details. He asked about bulls and cows. He asked about she-goat and he-goat. He asked about parrot. And he asked about everybody. And then he said, everybody has wife. Except me. Why I don't have wife? I want wife right now. And all the gopis came. He said, Baba, you're a very small boy. How can you get a wife so soon? You grow up. Then we'll find a good girl. I want wife now because everybody has wife in Vrindavan now. Except me. So they started crying loudly. All the bulls, everybody stopped. Now this is after that lady desired, by the way. The lady has just desired that Krishna should be in my lap. And then after that, Krishna is starting all this thing. Then, now what to do? He is not listening. Hatti balak sunne raha hai. So then, gopis decided, okay, we'll all line up in age groups and decide, whoever you like, marry. So in the process, all, you know, toddler babies, little bigger baby girls, and the little bigger girls, and bigger girls, and bigger, and then young girls, and then married girl ladies, and the elderly ladies, and the old ladies. Everybody was shown to Krishna, and Krishna said, I don't like this girl. I don't like this as my wife. And finally, everybody was over, and he didn't choose anybody. And then came that 105-year-old lady who had no teeth in her mouth. And as soon as she came, he jumped in her lap. He said, "This is my wife. I like her very much." So everybody laughed and laughed and laughed. "Kya jor ki biwi chuni hai? Haan? Iske bhi muh mein daat nahi, iske bhi muh mein daat nahi. Krishna ke bhi muh mein daat nahi, aur uske bhi budhiya ke bhi muh mein daat nahi. Kya jodi chuni hai Krishna ne?" And then, instead of sitting in the lap of Yashoda, Krishna sat in the lap of that old lady and traveled all the way from Chatikara to the home in Nandagaon. See the love. Yashoda didn't feel, "I lost the chance. He was sitting with me. Who is this old lady? Why this all happened? Okay, 5 minutes is okay, 10 minutes, okay. Let give him back to me." No. Because the love Yashoda has for everybody, the relationship she has, is such sharing. All my wealth which I own is yours. Everybody is sharing. Everybody is giving. So then, look at the relationship how the boys have. As I told you that they don't expect anything. They only expect Krishna should be happy, Balram should be happy, Radharani should be happy. Now, in Talavan, there were big, big trees. And Dhenukasura was guarding and controlling all the Talavan forest and beautiful trees. And they wanted Krishna to eat those beautiful, sweet, fragrant Tala fruit. But if they say, "Krishna, we want you to eat Tala fruits," Krishna will not take interest. Because Krishna wants in return, always, that cowherd boy should be happy. The cowherd boys always feel that Krishna should be happy. So how they are telling? "We want to eat those fruits. We are tempted. So many days the fragrance is coming. We are so much tempted. Mouth is watering. Oh Krishna, when will you take us to Talavan?" Because they knew that if we say we want to eat those fruits, then Krishna will take it seriously and Krishna will go and himself also eat. And when they went inside, Balram killed Dhenukasura and Krishna killed all the other donkey asuras. Krishna and Balram shook the trees and trees fell down and the fruits fell down. What did they do? They first fed Krishna and Balram and then they ate those fruits. See the intricacy of love. See the tricking. See the transcendental trickery, what they do. How they are presenting their love. That we want to eat. And looking at their desire, Krishna gets inspired. "My friends want to eat. Let me go. Let me even go and kill the demon and give the fruits to the boys." Then when they were sitting in the bank of Jamuna after killing up Agasur, they sat in the Kamalakar, the lotus architectural design, Krishna sitting in the center, everybody is eating, sharing, sometimes snatching, sometimes joking, sometimes taking the food out of the mouth of Krishna and giving to Gopas, and Gopas are taking the food out of their mouth and giving to Krishna. It appears little, from the material point of view, it becomes a little difficult to understand. But they had so much love that some food item they would put in their mouth and they would put in their mouth and take out because it was beautiful. So they will take out and put in the mouth of Krishna and Krishna will not have any hesitation to eat that. And suddenly they are all engrossed. Brahma is watching and he steals the cows. And suddenly Krishna comes to the realization that cows are gone. So even the cowherd boys wake up from their happiness. "Oh, cows are, where the baby cows are gone? Let us go and search." Krishna is so kind. He says, No. You all sit down. Keep enjoying. Don't interrupt your enjoyment. I will go and search." And taking the curd, yogurt and rice and some fruits in the hand, he is going out to search himself, the cows. This is sacrifice. This is love. More than my enjoyment, I want my family members to enjoy. I do not want their happiness to be interrupted. I will sacrifice my happiness and I'll go and search. I'll do the labor and they will enjoy. Then another occasion of see how beloveds behave. There's a beautiful story in Garga Sahita and many other scriptures about Vismaya Leela, that they always used to come in the evening and discuss what that day Krishna did, what Krishna did that day. That is called Chaurasi Khamba. And all the elder gopas will come and sit down and discuss and take out some conclusions, take some decisions, and next day's action will take place. Next day's story will be reported in the evening, again took some decisions, some expressions. So that day they are expressing how wonderful Krishna is, he lifted Govardhan. And suddenly Krishna, Nanda Maharaj said, yes, it's not surprising, Garga Muni had told that he will lift Govardhan one day and he will be known as Giridhari. Now it's like matter of fact, he just just told the thing. But suddenly the ears rose of all the Brijvasis. What are you telling? Garga Muni came. When? Why? Because that was a secret. It was not revealed to anybody. Vasudev had decided and told and messaged through Garga Muni that we should do the ceremony secretly to save Krishna from Kamsa's wrath. Kamsa should not come to know. So it was done very secretly. Only Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, Rohini, Balram and Krishna. Bas and Garga Muni. Nobody else was there. So no one knew that Krishna's name-keeping ceremony was done. And suddenly there was a Vismaya Katha. That means they were expressing their amazement very happily about Krishna's lifting Govardhan. It turned into anger. You, Nanda Maharaj, you consider ourselves your family members and you hide such a big ceremony from us. We rustigate you from our community. You are a liar. Now this anger also is to increase, internally is to increase love. And then Vrishabhanu Maharaj stood up. He said, no, please, don't do this. You all don't know the situation. I know, because after that ceremony, Garga Muni came to my house to inform me the dangers that Krishna has, and he also revealed my secret to me of Radharani. So please do not get angry with Nanda. That kind of love he had. And then when he said that you are supporting Nanda, we rustigate you also from the community of cowards. And then looking at the situation getting tense and worse, third group of Brijvasis stood up and they told a story. Hey, don't talk about rustigating Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Are you all don't know, because of his daughter, you all are saved from Kamsa and the demons in Barsana and Nandagaon. And that's how they described how Kamsa became a lady because of coming into Barsana, and how Radharani showed finger to him and said, ever you come again, I'll make you a woman forever. He ran from there to Mathura. That story was revealed by the third group to the angry group. And then looking at the story, they all got pacified. They embraced one another. He said, fine, Nanda, it's okay. We are all right. It's all right. No. So why did they get angry? To get more closer, to feel more love for each other. And how they supported one another, how they diffused the so-called potential, you know, tense situation, just by expressing and supporting each other. Then Sridhama and the coward boys and their relationship with Krishna. Sridhama and like other boys. Sridhama was the most intensely loving coward friend of Krishna. Narad Muni also had blessed him that you will become the best friend of Krishna. In Samavayaska group, in the equal aged group, you will become the best. But he was best in all the groups also. And he was not able to sleep in the night. You know, when evening would come, he would become morose. And it would become night, he will become so upset. He would cry for the whole night. One day he told Krishna, I cannot stay without you. Please, at least I will die one day if you don't do anything, please. So Krishna said, what should I do? So Krishna said, he said that at least give me a picture. And that's how Chitrasakhi made the picture of Krishna and gave it to Yashoda. And it is said that he was pacified a bit, not fully. Little bit he was pacified, looking at the photo of Krishna, painting of Krishna for the whole night. Then the story of Krishna's going to Mathura. How everybody, gopis fell on the ground, all the elderly people cried like anything. They didn't have their own thing, okay? Fine, what we can do, he has to go. let us go back to work. What we can do is matter of Nanda and Yashoda, they will now look after what to do. Everybody was there. All the Brajvasis, all Vrindavan Dham was there when Krishna was leaving. When Krishna was given charge of the big cows, all the full Vrindavan Dham was there to celebrate. When he was leaving, all of them were there together crying. All the relationship are centered around Krishna. So, I don't know whether we have time or not, but I will still tell in short. Nanda went with Krishna Balaram, and there was wrestling, and there was killing of Kamsa. And then, you all know the long story, but Kamsa was killed and Vasudev, Devaki were released, and Krishna went to meet them. Krishna Balaram went to meet them. And then he said, Mother, Father, we didn't serve you. So many years we were away from you. We have not done our duties. Tell us what we should do. Whatever you say is will be our command. We will follow. And they said, you stay with us. And immediately they fell at the feet and said, yes, Mama, we'll stay with you. And Nanda is listening there. He's standing and listening the discussion. And he knew, anyway, he is their son. So what do I have to say? But he was so sad. He was so sad. He came and finally Krishna turned and met his father and said, Father, you please go back. I will come very soon back to Vrindavan. And he said that it was so difficult for Nanda to come back. He halted at one place called Gaurav, and they were glorifying. That's why their village was called Gaurav. That they glorified Nanda so much that for a long time he has come to our village in the east. Why he was staying there? Because he couldn't walk further. So he took a halt there. And finally reached at Nandagaon. I'm telling you in short. And then Yashoda is asking, oh, you come back. Oh, where is Krishna? Where is Balaram? I am just churned a fresh butter. Please bring him to me, to my lap. I want to feed him butter, both of them. Rohini is, everybody is asking. So he said, they have not come. So Yashoda is saying, oh, don't joke with me. I'm so eager. Why are you trying to, you know, pull my anxiety and trying to make fun with me? Just tell me where they are. Nanda says, they have not come. And then she actually comes to know after a few interactions like this, that they have not come. And then the discussion goes on. There's not much time over here, but she started getting angry. How they didn't come? What happened? Tell me. So he told everything. He said, what you did not do? Why don't you convince Vasudev Devaki that he has to come back? He has promised he has to come back. And finally, you know what she said? I'm cutting it short. Finally said, you, Nanda Maharaj, my husband, you don't have love for Krishna. Real love of a father, you should learn from Dasharath. You know, Dasharath, he died. You should have also died there if you couldn't have brought Krishna to Nandagaon back. And then she fell unconscious. Because she also knew that she spoke very harsh, and she, out of ecstasy of separation, she fell unconscious. And then Nanda Maharaj was listening quietly, crying, as if he also had equal pain, but he was listening. And then he made her wake up, you know, brought her to consciousness. And then she was a little bit cool that time, not happy, but, you know, settled down out of her angry mood. Then listen very carefully what Nanda Maharaj said. Yashoda, I also could have died like Dasharath died when I came to know that Krishna is not coming. And Yashoda, dying was easy. I could have died. But you know something? He told me before coming, before I left, that I will come back very soon from Mathura to Nandagaon. And Yashoda, we both have to live. Why? Because someday he will come back. And what will happen after he come back? He will search, where is my mother and where is my father? And people will tell him that they died out of separation. They could not contain and maintain their life. So Yashoda, hame jina hoga. Marna to bada aasan hai, lekin hame jina hoga. Ye jina bada marne se bhi adhik dardnak hai, lekin hame jina hoga. Kyunki wo aayega ek din. Aur usko khushi dene ke liye hame jinda rehna hai. That kind of love they have. And that's how Yashoda also understood that it was easy to die, but difficult to live. And that difficult living also, they all lived. in Vrindavan, waiting for Krishna, and shared each other's sorrow when he was not there. So, many such long, long, beautiful stories are there. But the point I am trying to convey to you all today, that all the relationships are centered around Krishna, and unless we all develop such loving relationships amongst one another, in such selfless way, with no envy, no selfishness, selflessness, allowing mistakes, forgiveness, tolerance, no expectations, sacrifice, gratitude, coming together in crisis and helping, and only thinking of the beloved, not of ourselves. If we are not fully trained in such relationships, we are not eligible to go back to the kingdom of Godhead. Back to Godhead, we are not eligible. We'll come back again. If you have done 70%, come back to learn the remaining 30%. If you have done 90%, again come back to complete 10%. This devotional movement of Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Gaudiya Math, of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, is meant for giving you a training. Then now we have devotees. And just imagine if the devotees who are around us, in and around us, maybe you are in Surat, we are in Mumbai, some of you in Bangalore, some of you in Chennai, wherever we are, first we have our immediate family, and we have to develop that kind of loving relationship with our immediate family. Then extended family, that means brother's family and sister's family and uncle's family. And then there is devotional family, Bhakta Samaj, Bhakta Parivar, Guru Parivar, Prabhupada Parivar. And we do not exhibit love for them in the name of Krishna, keeping Krishna in center. How do we expect that we will have love for those in Golok Vrindavan? The ones with Krishna has sent us in front of us to live with us, we cannot have that loving relationship with them as a family. What is the question of going back to Goloka? These devotees who are around you is Krishna's gift to you to develop that loving sentiment in you. And if you cannot do that with the fellow devotees, I don't like Surat devotees, I like Mumbai devotees, they are so great. And Mumbai devotees feel, I don't like Mumbai, they are so proud devotees. I like Surat devotees, I like Bangalore devotees. It's always like that, you know, the grass is always green on the other side. The devotees that are around you is a tailor-made arrangement made by Krishna for us to get fully trained in loving relationships. And we do not learn to forgive and forget, and do not learn to be selfless in our service to others, forget going back to Godhead. Keep coming back to this world and keep joining ISKCON again and again, every life, till you get trained. Because ISKCON, the International Society, is training you in the science of love, not in science of moksha. Our training of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is training in science of love and those loving relationships. And how does that begin? Let us please discover only one point. That is, only by serving others first, the loving relationship will develop. Don't wait for others to serve you and then you will develop relationship. You have to serve others first. Like there was a yagya and there was difficulty, the relatives could not come, only the couple was there at home. So the devotee, matajis and, you know, friends came together and helped to cook and to do so many things, you know. And they didn't have so much strong bond of love before. But when that timely service was done, the loving bond was developed so nicely and naturally. When you help and when you serve in difficulties or in the crisis or in the most needed situations, what develops is loving, deep relationships between each other. So now I hand over the microphone to my wife. She will explain to you how in her life she has felt this loving relationship through devotees. Over to Vrijeshwari.
Hare Krishna.
Loudly.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada has given us this large family, and he has, through his disciples, he has taught us how to develop this love for each other. He's somehow trained us to he's giving us a training for what we heard from Prabhuji about the spiritual love and spiritual that family love and family bond which the Brijvasis had. Same type of training we are getting in our movement. That is because of Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Family is, what is family? Family is always, they are always together in the sad situations. They are always there in the good situations, like happy and sorrow, para dukkha dukkhi and para sukhi sukhi. So I have wonderful experiences in both the situations. Like in 1999, I was very sick, and
she had cancer, by the way. She's not telling you.
Anyway, so during that time, I got to experience this special love by devotees. All my friends, all the senior devotees, everybody in the movement, they were just like around me all the time.
Now, okay.
Whatever, like Krishna Chandra Prabhu, Radha Priya Mataji, and Dwarkadish Prabhu, Vishakha Mataji, they were there all the times. They actually left their home and they came and stayed at our house, and they were doing all type of services. Prabhuji was taking care of me medically, and Vishakha Mataji was taking care of me spiritually and materially, cooking
food
for us, taking care of Rupmanjari, sending her to school, cooking for her tiffins, everything. And sometimes needed, she would wash all the vessels, she would clean the house, she would do everything, practically everything. And this comes from the training which Srila Prabhupada has given in our movement, and through him, Maharaj is training us in all these things. And time is very short, I can't take everybody's name at this time, but all my friends, they were there for everything, every small menial service they were ready to do. This is one experience which was, like, we can say sad. But now whenever people ask me, sometimes many patients are there and they want them to talk to me because I have experienced this situation. So they want to know what were the difficulties I went through. But actually, when I think back, I don't think there were any difficulties. I mean, there were some difficulties, but more than those difficulties, I remember only the association and the love which I got from all the devotees. That is the most important thing. I think back and I just think of their love. That's all. I don't find any difficulty. That experience was really so smooth and so wonderful that it is like it has remained in my heart till now, and it will remain in my heart. It will remain in my heart forever. Another, like the example of Parasukhe Sukhi, my daughter got married, and in her marriage, everybody was there, all our, like, you know, friends and all our, you can say, counselors and senior devotees and our counselees, everybody, every person in the congregation was very, very eager to help us in whichever way.
It's like their daughter's wedding.
Yeah, it was like their daughter's wedding. So there were some people, you know, they allowed their house for us to use. Some people came and personally
Give their vehicles.
Yeah, give their vehicles, and did so many things. So these are the examples of Parasukhe Sukhe and Paradukhe Dukhe. Also, during Varshabhanvi's birth, it was a very difficult time. But at that time also, everybody was there giving their moral support to us and giving us. In the beginning, I was a little anxious for a few days, but after 10 days, things became smooth. Now she's 18 years old, but I don't feel any much difficulty is there, you know. Everything is like, you know, devotees are just available anytime. You just think of them and just call them. They're just there to help you. And this is what is like what Prabhuji explained about the Brijvasis' love for each other. I feel this is the same type of love, you know. Like when we think of going back to Godhead, what is going back to Godhead? That is like we all will be there together. But when I think of like Guru Maharaj and all the devotees, and I feel if they all are going to be around me, then it's okay. Even if I'm there in the material world, I mean, of course, this is not the right way of thinking, but I feel, you know, this is what Golok Dham is, you know, where devotees are there, Guru Maharaj is there, and Guru Maharaj is also giving us the experience which they have, which the Brijvasis had, like, you know, celebrating so many different festivals. And through those festivals, he engages us in the service. So we all are coming together and serving.
Developing what is bonds.
What is Brijvasi spirit? That is, they have just one goal, just to serve Krishna and please Krishna. And this is what Guru Maharaj is giving us. He is training us to serve Krishna and keeping the goal one. So this is our training, and by this training, someday, if we just continue this, then someday we will get trained for the higher service.
Hare Krishna. It is through the service of devotees we can hope to develop love for Krishna. It is not only by serving Krishna we will develop love for him. We will develop love for Krishna when his devotees are pleased with our service. Then we'll get that Brijvasi spirit. As what she was mentioning, Brijvasi spirit is extremely important. And right now we don't know Krishna. We don't know who is Krishna. Only read about him. Never have felt about him. But we have devotees. We have devotees without, around us. Please.
Without devotees, our life is like hell. It's like our experience, you know. The non-devotee family members are there, but they have their limitations. But what devotees will do for us, nobody can do. And even if physically sometimes they are not able to be there, but their prayers are so important.
Best wishes.
That their prayers and best wishes will give us so much strength to go through all the situations in our life. So without Vaishnavas, our life is just no life.
So there are some questions. I'll quickly take some questions. First question is, although we are very careful in dealings with devotees and outsiders, but still many times we lack sensitivity in our family relationships. Sometimes because of stress of work, sometimes because of familiarity and taking for granted. Please guide how do we do the same for our family too? Real devotee is not limited in his love and service. He is not, actually, I never like to say devotee and non-devotee. You can at the most say practicing or non-practicing spirituality. This devotee, non-devotee is talking is absolutely nonsense. There's nothing like that. Everybody is by nature, by constitution, devotee of the Lord. So we should never differentiate between devotee and so-called family members who are not in Hare Krishna movement or not chanting Hare Krishna or not practicing spirituality. Our service attitude should be generic in nature. And if you relate with your family members with the same love that you have for the devotees in your community, then you will get the same love from your family members as you get from devotees. And again I repeat, all begins with service from you first. You serve your family members first, then in that obligation, feeling of gratitude, they become loving to you. It's my personal experience. As a youngest brother in my family, I have taken initiative to connect with others. And I am now seeing the results of that over the years of continuity and consistent keeping relationship. So, my humble request is, whatever stress of work you may have, don't differentiate. And just be a genuine person who has love And in that love, don't differentiate. Like in the hospital, patients come. The same love should be felt, that they are also part and parcel of the Lord. They are suffering. They are our patients. Here, there are family members, blood family members, non-blood family members. We should have that genuine loving sentiment. And that will come by very nice sadhana and listening to the stories of devotees, how they serve each other. Next question is, how is it that the Vrajavasis know Krishna as God, yet treat him as their junior or equal? Okay. There is something called as, there are three kinds of Maya. And one Maya is that you don't know about Krishna as Lord. Before entering Braj Bhumi, or before taking birth in Braj Bhumi, the eligible soul is stolen of his knowledge by Krishna himself. That is called as Jagan Mohini Maya. The Jagan Mohini Maya is explained in 10th canto. The Jagan Mohini Maya, by that Jagan Mohini Maya, Krishna steals your knowledge of him being the Supreme Lord. Because without stealing that knowledge, that Krishna is Supreme Lord, that knowledge is not there, then only they can relate to him. And he has left Vaikuntha to experience that relationship. Otherwise, in Vaikuntha, everybody is awe and reverence and salam and mujra and dandavat, pranam, constantly glorifying praises and dasyaras. He is kind of fed up with that. He wants to come when nobody knows him as God and he can relate as son, as a boyfriend, as a coward boy, as a simplistic person walking barefoot. So the reason why they can treat him as although junior or equal, whatever way, is because although they are fully realized knowledge in their heart, but that knowledge that he is Supreme Lord is stolen by Krishna with a purpose before giving them birth in Braj Bhumi. Third question. Thank you, Mataji. We are very much inspired by your story. Mataji, it's here for you. In today's age, it sometimes becomes difficult for us to help certain devotees in need, although we want to help them. What can we do in such a situation?
It can happen that, you know, in spite of your desire to serve, physically we cannot serve. But definitely, prayers is the most important thing in devotee's life. So we can serve them through prayers. And with our genuineness, we can always, like, you know, talk to the person and try to give them more courage. Or, like, you know, by talking also sometimes things, like, you know, becomes soothing. And we can help them in that way, or whichever way we can try and help them through somebody.
My addition to this answer is, pray to Krishna to allow you to serve that devotee. You may have difficulty in being unable to serve because of circumstances, because of maybe corona now. But you pray to the Lord, my Lord, I want to serve. The real success in life is because of service. And unless we serve, there is no meaning to our life. By nature, we are servants. We are sevaks by nature, by constitution. So if you have difficulty, physical difficulty, some other difficulty, financial difficulty, but there is something called as prayer to Krishna, please adopt that habit of praying that you want to serve. Then Krishna will create a situation where you can serve.
I can share one experience. Like in our hospital, a lot of Prabhupada disciples and guests keep coming. And like, you know, now it is not so much, but few years back there were a lot of devotees coming in for the treatment, and somehow we would get some service. In between, there was one period that we didn't get any service, and I was just feeling that, you know, what has happened? Is there anything wrong I have done, and, you know, some offense I have committed that I'm not getting any service? And I just, when I entered the hospital, I just prayed to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, what is like wrong, you know? Is there any mistake from my side that, you know, there is no service? And you won't believe it, I just prayed, and next day I got a news that I think Vyasakhi Prabhu was going to come, or some sannyasi, I don't remember exactly who. And they came, and for 1 week we got that service. So as Prabhuji said, that, you know, you have to sincerely pray, and by praying sincerely, Krishna will definitely respond to your that sincere desire to serve.
Next question is, Krishna was present to the gopis in the form of Govardhan. Govardhan is not different from Krishna, just like his name. Then why did the gopis and Brajvasis feel separation? The life of Brajbhumi is very mysterious. It is not very easy to understand. We can say, the name is not different than Krishna. Govardhan is not different from Krishna. Land of Brajbhumi is not different from Krishna. Everything is Krishna. Pati pati pe sham. Everybody, everywhere I see Krishna. So why they were feeling separation? There is something called as Vipralamba. Something called as Sayoga and something called Vipralamba. In Vipralamba, externally you are crying and crying and crying for the beloved, and internally you are with very deep union with the bhava form of Krishna. What did Krishna do? Krishna left physically Vrindavan. That means there are two kinds of Krishnas. One is Aishwarya Krishna, which was born to Devaki, and Madhurya Krishna was born to Yashoda. And then when Vasudev got his Aishwarya Krishna with him, that merged with Madhurya Krishna, and then they became one. And they performed pastimes for 11 years and 52 days in Vrindavan. And when he left, that means Aishwarya Krishna left out of Braj and he went to Mathura. And the Madhurya Krishna entered in the heart of each and every Brajbasi, including all animals and all birds of Vrindavan. Entered in their hearts and give them experience of most intimate association in bhava form. So that Vipralamba means external crying and internally in deep ecstasy. So why did Brajvasis feel separation? Because that is the nature of Vipralamba. External suffering and internal ecstasy. Otherwise they could have walked down, right, like Eli selling the yogurt to Mathura and met him. But why didn't they go there? Because Krishna didn't want them to come there. It was not his desire. It would not have pleased him. It was not his order. So they remained there. And Radharani stayed back because Radharani knew that I will give hope to the Brijvasi ladies and men. Looking at her, they survived. For her, Krishna will come back. They knew. Anyway, the subject of Vipralamba is very, very complicated, very deep, very difficult to understand. So, as I see here, there are no more questions. I can tell Brajvallabhi Mataji, if there is no more questions, then we can end. You can send a message. But we are very happy to be with all of you. It is extremely important to understand that developing this relationship with the current existing devotees around us is extremely important. They are the best tailor-made association for us, for the training to go back to Godhead. So, if there is no more questions, then we'll end here. Thank you very much for inviting both of us. It's very a great privilege to be able to be with you in this unique platform. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.